Yes, that's right. You're listening to RTU 98.5 FM. It has just gone past 9 a.m. on the 24th of April 2024. Oh, a good date today. Anyway, I'm very, very excited for my next guest. He's kindly gone up early in Australia to talk to us this morning. From the band The Vans, who are going to touch down in Aotearoa shortly for what will probably be an amazing tour. I'm very excited to have band member James on the line with me this morning. Good morning.
G'day, how are we?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. It was this was a good excuse to get me up early and look at the sunrise, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, sorry about that. Are you normally a morning person? I mean, I've never met a musician who is, but
I mean, let's just say I try and I've mostly failed, but here I am.
Okay, well, I appreciate the honesty there. James, how are you? How's life? What's been going on?
I'm good. I mean, we just finished a 21-day tour around Australia, so my fingers are bleeding. I'm pretty exhausted, but I'm feeling better than ever. So, it's we've just been going hard for the last few months, which has been great. So, keeping very busy.
That's fantastic. Now, 21 stops. Over how many days?
I think it... We did the figures the other day, but let's just say it's a lot and you really get to know the people around.
So. Oh, I can't imagine. Were you all like piled in a van for this tour?
Yeah, we mostly flew and then, you know, we'd jump in the van to get
a
bit more of a regional tour. So we'd pile in and get around and seen so many faces. So it was awesome just like getting out there again and playing. So we're stoked.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm so excited to see you guys play. And now, in kind of your own opinion, how would you describe your performance style? I mean, you seem like you're a lot of fun and there's a lot of, like, cheering and activity going on. But, of course, I've never been there to experience it. Is that a fairly accurate interpretation?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, we're at the heart, we're a rock and roll band, but you know, we do a range of pretty much everything from piano to acoustic and everything, and get the crowd involved as much as possible. Like, it was good on this last tour. The crowds here were just singing every word, so it makes my job easy.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, we just want to be in it just as much as the audience, you know, just like limit that separation between us on stage, and we're just there to hang out and play some music, and you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, hell yeah. And you're playing in Otatahi, you're playing at one of our newer venues, The Church, which have you like seen any photos or anything of it yet?
I haven't. So I'm very excited. I haven't been to most of these places we're heading to. I mean, we toured in June last year, just where did we go? Auckland and Wellington. And other than that, I haven't really seen much of NZ or the venues or anything. So it's very exciting to be getting back out there and experiencing the whole thing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. The reason I bring up The Church is I think you'll love it. Because like, it's the most church-looking place I think you'll ever perform.
Lovely.
you can really align with God there. I'm sure you'll love it. I'm so excited to see you guys play. Now, you came out, I believe, last year with Last of Your Kind.
Yeah.
Is this mainly the music we're going to hear?
We're probably going to play, like, we've got two full-length albums out. We're going to play a bit of kind of everything. We've got some older stuff as well. So right now we're just playing a bunch of, you know, stuff from some early EPs, stuff from the last two records. And, yeah, and then pretty much once we're done doing this NZ tour, we're going to be working on another record. So NZ. I'm ready to be inspired.
Okay, well, we'll try our best. So how many stops are you doing here in New Zealand?
Six shows. What are we doing? Christchurch, then we head to Dunedin.
Oh, yeah, Queenstown, Wellington, Tauranga and Auckland. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Now, do you get any time to relax?
In between, so we finish in Queenstown, and then we got just under a week, not even a week, but a few days off to hang, and we're just going to chill in Queenstown for a bit before Wellington. Like, we got a mate over there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. We were there last year when it was meant to be snow season, and it was the complete opposite, but we're still going to have fun.
Yeah, sorry about that. Now, tell me, you said you're ready to be inspired. Are you going back after this tour to record another album? How does that kind of whole creative process work for you guys? Is it quite collaborative?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, I'm always writing, same as Cam. So Cam and I are kind of like, you can say, the main songwriters. So Cam's on guitar and keys. And we're just constantly writing, and I guess we've already been into the studio just to figure out kind of a bit of a direction, and we've already laid some stuff down. But in terms of, like, once the song's coming together, the four of us are pretty into it, and we all, you know, throw in our own taste and flavour to what's going on. But just the biggest thing is just to keep writing and, you know, moving forward on that part. And, yeah, we just want to try and figure out some, not change the sound, but we're always looking for something new with each record and keep it exciting for us, you know. So
now, how is it, like, how easy is that to achieve? Because I know a lot of bands and musicians go in with kind of that frame of mind of looking for that slightly fresh new sound. Does it come easy, or is it a lot of trial and error?
It's just a lot, it just involves a lot of playing, you know. And because we've been playing it for so long, we've just done this massive tour, it's all just muscle memory now. So
wow,
it's exciting for the four of us just to even get in, you know, I use the term loosely, like jam, and just get back in there and kind of throw it back to, you know, the old days and when we started out and the whole reason we're doing it, and to excite ourselves again and just tick over that creative process and just drop limitations and just have fun with it. And yeah, I don't know. It's once you find that thing that excites you, then it's like, cool. Well, if I'm digging it, that's the main thing, you know? So
yeah, totally. Totally.
I don't know if anyone's seen the Mighty Boosh, but there's a thing in there, like a whole episode of them going on a big adventure to find the new sound. It's like the big gag within, like, music itself, like looking for the new sound.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost a bit cliched in a way, I guess. But you guys, I still remember last year when Last of Your Kind came out. I really enjoyed it personally. How was, like, the whole creative process for that?
Pretty much we just had a bunch of songs, like, written between Cam and I and some other ones collaborative, like, with all of us, and that record come together, like, pretty quickly. It was, so the whole thing's recorded live, you know, just except for vocals and maybe, like, we laid down some organ and stuff, but it could not get any more live than that. Like, all guitar solos, like, everything was just, we just got in there, we're up in Byron Bay, and it was all very relaxing. It's like we just kind of blinked and the record was done. So it was a very kind of cruisy experience, and we're just like, oh, cool, that happened. So yeah, I guess moving on to the next record, we want to take a bit more time, and we know that we can do that, just jump in and lay something down. So we're going to dive a little deeper this time.
Oh, I'm so excited for it. I just think you guys are absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited for this tour. Are there going to be any surprises? Well, I guess if you tell me now, it wouldn't be a surprise, but...
Oh, oh, mate, I got a few up my sleeve, so...
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, when you're really on stage, are there any moments of raw theatrical performance?
I mean, pretty much with us, we're not too dialed to a show, you know? You see a lot of bands now, it's like the show's set, you know, the set won't change for a whole tour, like... We just like to mix up the set every night.
Cool.
We'll have moments in the set where, you know, we're willing to be musicians, you know what I mean? And just drop the, we'll just jam and just jam something out and have fun with it, get the crowd involved. And yeah, I guess that's the beauty of what we love doing is, yet again, just not being too hard on ourselves and, you know, still being a band.
Yeah. I'm so happy to hear that. That's great. Now this purely selfish question for myself, but elephant in the room here, you know, you're not a bad looking band, let's be honest. You've done pretty well in the genetics department there.
You don't want to see me at 7 o'clock Australian time right now. Oh.
Are any of the band members single?
We're all bloody hitched up, would you believe it?
Oh, really? Oh, that's so boring.
I know, we're all boring now. We've all got the misses.
So. Oh, wow. Hey, that's how life goes.
I know. There was one point where we were all running around single, bloody, you know, gallivanting around the country, but...
What's that rock star vibes? Did it feel pretty rockstar?
Whatever rockstar means anymore.
Well, I am so, so excited for this tour. And I hope it goes just like perfectly for you guys. I think you will quite enjoy playing at the church as well. Now, you guys have your own website, The Vans Band. .com. Can people just go there to get tickets?
Tickets are on there. They're also on Strung Out's website. But yeah, just go to our website. All the details are on there. And yeah, we hope to bloody see you there because we're absolutely hanging for it, hey?
Yeah, I'm so excited. James, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I know while it might be 9:15 here, it's definitely earlier for you. So thank you so, so much for joining me this morning.
No, thanks for having us, mate. Really appreciate it. We'll see you very soon.
Yes, you will. Have a great day.
Mate, you too. Thanking you.
And that was James from the band The Vans. It's so difficult to say. Well, what a cool guy and such an exciting band. I'm gonna play a track from that album, Last of Your Kind. I'm just gonna play the title track off it because, like, well, why not? This is called Last of Your Kind by The Vans. Definitely go check them out and consider grabbing a ticket.
Did you believe that life? Did they catch you red-handed? Did it take all night to get out of your head? You came out for the weekend, and you're dancing while they're sleeping. Oh, we're all terrified of something. You seem terrified of nothing. You try to leave that.